can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees, and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend the broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
Shining, what makes the world go round? And how can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. A 12-person jury has been seated, 6 men and 6 women, as well as 4 alternates, in Hunter Biden's federal firearms case in Delaware. CBS's Scott McFarland reports from Wilmington.
The president's son is charged with making false statements when he bought a gun in October 2018, claiming on a federal form he was not using or addicted to drugs. He's also charged with unlawfully possessing the gun as a drug user. All felonies carrying the possibility of prison terms.
Opening statements start tomorrow. As early as tomorrow, President Biden's expected to activate a partial ban on asylum claims at the southern border. Under a new executive order, deportations would start after 2,500 migrants cross. And this comes following a call from Biden today congratulating Mexico's presidenta, its first female president-elect, Claudia Sheinbaum.
Diverso y democrático.
Let's achieve a Mexico that is pluralistic, diverse, and democratic.
That's her thanking supporters through an interpreter last night after her historic win. 4 more Hamas hostages have died now in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
There is a growing fear that the longer Israel waits, the fewer hostages they will get back alive.
The news coming as the U.S. pushes for Israel and Hamas to accept the latest ceasefire deal. A deputy in Florida has already been fired for fatally shooting airman Roger Fortston in his own home. But civil rights attorney Ben Crump said today, it's not enough.
Even though it is a step forward with him being terminated, we are still calling on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to bring...
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
3, 2, 1!
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it. It is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! For Jackson Jorio.
High and deep to left field, way back up to